The defeat of the farm bill in the U.S. House still has many people shaking their heads, and according to David Crow, president of D.C. Legislative and Regulatory Services in Washington, D.C., he finds it hard to find how they will go forward with a bill in the near term.
There are probably less than two dozen districts in the country where the farm bill counts in terms of how a member votes and how people will hold him accountable. And out of 435 members, that's scary.
There are some in agriculture that wonder why SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or as some call it, the food stamp program, is even in with the farm bill. But Crow says it does need to be there.
I kind of go back to what I heard when I first came to work for Secretary Block. President Nixon told Secretary Earl Butz that he thought that they should be separated, food stamps and farm programs. And Butz said, you'll never get a farm bill because urban people won't vote for ag programs without food stamps. And the food stamp people won't support. You know, both sides need each other. And it's maybe an unholy alliance, but it is one that works. And it really brings in a majority of Congress.
And that still stands today.
It seems to. And what I'm beginning to wonder is, will it at some point be replaced? It was always the formula all my life. And now people are against food stamps in the Republican side, and they're against farm programs on the Democratic side, or at least enough of them are, that you kind of wonder how they combine this back together.
So bottom line, what does he feel will happen with the farm bill?
I almost think we'll get to the end of the year and roll all of our bills into one vote. Vice President Biden's minority leader, Mitch McConnell, and it'll be done between Christmas and New Year's, if I were to bet. Now, that sounds preposterous. You would hope it wouldn't, but it's happened before, and the way things are on this day, I would bet on it again.
But the current extension of the 2008 Farm Bill runs out September 30th.
They'll probably do a couple of short-term extensions, kind of middle-of-the-night stuff, just at least stops the 49 Act from becoming law. And then on the spending side, the side that counts, they'll do something, I think, at the end on a bigger piece of legislation. Can't think of what it would be now, but I see the end of the year as sort of a one-stop, you know, shove it forward, and we'll start all over again in 14, and that headed into another election year, which only makes things worse.
So when it comes to getting a new farm bill anytime soon, Crow said it's just not a very rosy picture.
Guys I've known for a long, long time that have been in this city since the 50s, 60s, say this is the greatest dysfunction in their lifetime, collectively between the parties.
Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.